Welcome to Colemanite Community Conversation. We would like to thank you for participating and listening. Today's topic is meaningful activities. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. That's a quote from the Dalai Lama. What do you want most from life? For most of us, the answer is to be happy. A 2007 survey of more than 10,000 people from 48 countries published in the Perspectives on Psychological Sciences stated that happiness was viewed as more important than wealth, intelligence, success, knowledge, maturity, wisdom, or relationships. Research shows that happy people live longer, succumb to fewer illnesses, stayed married longer, commit fewer crimes, produce more creative ideas, make more money, and help others more. With all those things, who wouldn't want to be happy? It also increases our chances of being physically fit, financially secure, helpful, and surrounded by friends. According to Sunye Luther and Bronwyn Becker of Columbia University, who did research over the last 30 years, their study indicates that Americans currently are twice as rich, but no happier than they used to be. Divorce rates have doubled, suicide rates among teens has tripled, and depression rates have soared. In the 2004 study of Psychology of Happiness, James Montier, a global strategist who took a breather from investing in order to do some research into happiness, discovered these things. First, about 50% of an individual's happiness comes from a genetic set point. Basically, that means some people are predisposed to be happy, some people aren't. Another 10% of happiness is due to circumstances, such as age, race, gender, personal history, wealth, etc. The remaining 40% of an individual's happiness is derived from their activities and what they intend. And it's because of that that meaningful activities are so important. In 2007, the Princeton economist Alan Krueger, who's the Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman, published a paper called "Are We Having More Fun Yet?" For most of us, the answer is no. The majority of Americans spend less than 20% of each day doing what could be termed very engaging, enjoyable, and meaningful activities. The rest of the time is spent either watching TV, decompressing in ways that bring neither joy nor challenge, and the rest is spent energy either engaged in unsatisfying work or activities or chores, such as cleaning up around the house, commuting, getting the laundry, etc. All of these things. So what we have found, and I'm going to use myself as an example in this instance, is that doing what we do, which is at Colemanite, working and taking a meaningful activity, such as providing support and guidance to you, our clients, is something that gives me meaning for my life. I wind up every day waking up and glad to be able to be of service to all of you, trying to see what I can do best. And according to Easterlin's survey and the other research that I've just read to you, that would indicate I'm a pretty happy person. And overall, if I were to take a survey, that is true. I get tremendous meaning being able to be of service and doing something meaningful. And when I'm on vacation and other things, I often think about what it is I could be doing at work to help or if it's a very busy day at work and I'm exhausted afterwards, I'm usually very happy and satisfied that I had been well used that day. This is what gives meaning. As many of you know, and I told the story, I got involved with financial planning after seeing an interview of J. Paul Getty, who at the time was the wealthiest man in the world. The interview was in the 1970s. I believe he was approximately 83 at the time. And he was talking about all the money he had, but he was not feeling very happy, and he was not doing things in basically just the pursuit of earning money and doing nothing more is not a very fulfilling action. And a lot of this is mindset. I mean, you could do almost anything and feel that it's meaningful, because just about anything, as long as it's legal and does not harm others, adds to society and is extremely important, whether you are a doctor performing medical operations or a person working at a convenience store serving people. We need people to do all this in our society. So everything is a meaningful activity. Part of it is just our mindset as to where we are and how we feel about what we're doing. And I think that that is an important aspect of getting meaning and activities out of what we do. Now, one of the pieces that go with this is that, according to Luther and Becker in their Columbia University study, they found that a privileged 11-year-old boy can be criticized more by their peers for not using alcohol than a 16-year-old, and that affluence and privilege children are more pressure, more at risk, and there are more negative consequences. Too many children feel no sense of purpose. They spend the whole day playing Xbox or watching TV and not out there doing something that has any meaning. And according to the Luther and Becker research, these people are at greater risk of not being fulfilled in their life, alcohol and drug abuse, and being generally dissatisfied and suffering greater depression. And their work isn't something very recent. It's something that's been done over 30 years. So they've been doing this since the 1980s on their research, which gives you an idea of how important it is that everybody should feel that they're doing something and that it's meaningful. New research concerning dementia and Alzheimer's finds that people who are actively engaged in activities that they find to be meaningful and with the community hold off the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia longer. And people who are engaged in activities that are meaningful in the community and meaningful for them have fewer, Alzheimer's at a later age, fewer illnesses, sickness. So these are all very important items. And as I said at the very beginning, all of us want to be happy, and this is one of the pillars to make people happy. And as one of the studies showed earlier, that the happier somebody is, the wealthier they become, the more successful they feel. So it begins to build upon itself. So it's a very important aspect and something that we want to just stress. an interesting study done by Diener and Biswas Diener, and written in their book, Principles of Psychological Wealth, discovered that students have qualms about receiving everything without effort, and they had an intuitive understanding that working for things we desire can be part of the pleasure of obtaining them. Just as climbing a mountain may be the major part and the best and the most fun, rather than being at the summit, and simply being boosted to the top by a plane or helicopter, etc., is much less rewarding than the actual climb. Very often, the pursuit of something is in of itself the greatest reward. And in that, I'm actually quoting a U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Benjamin Cardoza, who stated, "In the end, the great truth will have been learned that the quest is greater than what is sought, the effort finer than the prize," or what I'm really saying in here is that the effort is the prize, "the victory cheap and hollow were it not for the rigor of the game." And Cardoza is somebody we're talking about from 70 years ago. So there is actually a wisdom to this that was known by our ancestors that we seem to have gotten lost and forgotten for a little bit. And now in our research, we're coming back to it. So that is why we're stressing today the items related to being involved in meaningful activities. Meaningful activities are different and unique for each person. For some people, it's being part of a greater good, charitable work, volunteer work. Others, such as myself, it's more related to their occupation and the ability to relate that to the greater good of society. Still others, it is important to be part of a community, and they get great pride and satisfaction out of that, whether it's religious affiliation, ethnic affiliation, cultural difference. Many baseball players talk about those were the best days of their lives, or football players or athletes. They identify with what they did. Others, it is inventions or great ideas that they had that they implement. And still others, it's just doing a really good job of what they're up to. One of the great myths that we have in our society today is that leisure and not doing anything is truly pleasurable. But this research and the studies that I've read to you are all pointing and showing that having something meaningful is much more important, and that just leisure time and watching TV or playing an Xbox, people don't feel very accomplished. They don't feel very good about themselves afterwards. But individuals who feel that they have very meaningful lives and then take off for either vacations or leisure time think to get more enjoyment out of the leisure time that they do take. So in every which way, it's almost a reinforcing cycle of positive information by keeping yourself with very meaningful activities. And with that, I'll open it up to questions if we have any. Well, I guess today we don't have any questions, and I can certainly understand that. It's sort of a self-explanatory discussion. I want to once again thank you for participating and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your June. Take care. Bye.